So with that, we come up with a little thing called Holy Communion, and which I have a hard time getting these little things open, but Judy helped me. She kind of pulled it back for me a little bit, and there's a little wafer in there. Now, if some of you have been raised in a Roman Catholic tradition or the Episcopal Church or Presbyterian, they use these all the time instead of the loaf of bread like we do sometimes. And it's just a little wafer. And you put the wafer in your mouth, and this is the bread which represents Christ's body broken for you. But when you do that, it's bland, isn't it? Let me tell you what happens. It's bland. And then you add the juice, which represents the blood of Christ. And your taste buds will come alive. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're grateful that you're here tonight. And we're going to light the candles. And I'm going to take and light the big candle, if you would. Arthur's going to bring the little basket. You can put those cups in so you don't have to worry about it. And I'm going to take the light off of the Christ candle. One of the things that we do with acolytes or people in the worship services and so forth that use this kind of thing with the lights and the candles at the end of the service, the acolyte will always extinguish the candles and then light the candle lighter, and as they walk into the entrance to the world, that light shines and symbolizing that you're taking the light of Christ out into a dark world. Amen. Thank you, Arthur. Here you go. I got one here too.